Welcome back to the Otago Herd, the Big Game Records, Celoid Vent, Slopes of Mount Anstead, Headwaters of the Dart Valley, 1945, 9x8. It's overspread, so the lengths are 42 and 4 by 42 and 5, and the spread is 42 and 6. So losing 1/8 times 3, 3/8 of course, gets a total spread score of 42 and 3, so doesn't miss out on much. Span is 33. Beams are 5 and 6 by 5 and 6. Coronets are 9 and 1 each side. The brow tines are 13 and 2 by 13 and 8. Trays are 10 and 7 each side. And the trays are 10 and 5 by 12 and 7. Outer rolls are 12 by 11. Inner rolls are 10 and 6 each side. The symmetry on this thing. Back tines 19 and 2 by 18 and 2. Outer off the back tine 6 and 6 by 5 and 6. First inner off the back tine is 7 and 2 by 9 and 5. And the left hand side has a second inner off the back tine of 2 and 3. Total here is 365 and 5/8. Vent was climbing up into the headwaters of the Dart Valley when he came across a trail in the snow, obviously made by several stags on the move. Following up the river further, he suddenly became aware the stags had veered off and travelled up a ridge near Old Glacial Moraine. Carefully glassing the faces above him, he immediately sighted two sets of antlers protruding from the scrub. Climbing up towards the two animals, when within range of them, he suddenly sighted two more stags move out onto a terrace immediately above where he was situated. Both appeared to be suspicious and tense. Vent immediately attempted to try and fathom out how he could obtain a better look at the pair without spooking them when a third stag suddenly appeared. Holy shit. This was an animal that left the hunter without any doubt about which of the five stags he was going to be his quarry. With nerves tingling, no doubt. All stops out in a supreme effort to control any sign of stag fever. Vent placed a well-aimed shot into the big fellow and down he went. Holy cow. In the opinion of the writer, this trophy and that of J.A.M. McLeod are two of the finest specimens of red deer heads one would find anywhere in the world. For symmetry and beauty, they are unsurpassed. Right, next up is Alan Wells, Waipara Junction Flats, Arafata Valley, 1960. As I always say, make sure you subscribe. Make sure you're sharing this around. Letting those keen hunters who may have already been out on their Otago Raw hunt this year, make sure that they've heard of the Big Game Records by the Stag Raw podcast, and we'll catch you then. This is New Zealand Big Game Records Volume 6, The Red Deer, Part 2, written and compiled for the New Zealand Deerstalkers Association, incorporated by D. Bruce Banwell. Published by the Halcyon Press, a division of Halcyon Publishing Limited, PO Box 360, Auckland, 1140, New Zealand. Printed by Prolong Press Limited, China. Copyright 2011, D. Bruce Banwell, first published 2011. All rights reserved.